morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and I told you today we're going to focus in particular on the following question. Do we believe in the Bible because of the resurrection of Jesus, or do we believe in the resurrection of Jesus because of the Bible? What is really the foundation of what we believe and why we believe what we believe? And I'm talking about this in particular because there's been a lot of talk about this subject and related subjects in social media because of a sermon by a popular pastor who says, you know what, we don't need the Old Testament. We don't need to believe the Old Testament. And he said, and I quote, this is one we haven't looked at yet. It says, Jesus' new covenant, his covenant with the nations, his covenant with you, his covenant with us, can stand on its own two nail-scarred resurrection feet. It does not need propping up by the Jewish scriptures. All right, and in the context, let me explain what he's saying, and others are now talking about this. In other words, there are embarrassing passages in the Old Testament. There are things that we read that God did or said, or stories that just sound almost too fantastical to believe, you know, people being swallowed by fish, the Red Sea parting and so forth. And people have a hard time believing the Christian faith because of all these things in the Bible. And so what we need to do is make it easier for people to believe what's really important in the Christian faith, and that's the resurrection. And so listen, you don't need to believe all those stories in the Old Testament. It doesn't really matter if they happened or not. All you need to know is that the resurrection happened. That's the basis of our faith. If we know nothing else other than Jesus Christ crucified and risen from the dead, we can be saved. And so we don't need to try to get people to believe all those Old Testament stories. It's just too hard to believe. So let's just drop all that and focus on the resurrection. So I ask again, well, do we believe in the resurrection because of the Bible, or do we believe the Bible because of the resurrection? Well, I'm going to say that it's really both. I think that there's this idea that says we don't need the Bible to believe. All we need to believe is the event of the resurrection. I don't think that's right. I do think there's some validity to that point, though, in that I don't think you can just sheerly believe the Bible without any event that you can point to that shows its truthfulness. So I think that the answer is both. I think we need the Bible to understand and believe and have faith in the resurrection. I think the resurrection, though, stands on its own as a great testimony to the truth of the Bible. All right, so let me tell you what I mean by that. I would not try, if I were to talk to an unbeliever, someone who doesn't believe the Bible's true, doesn't have a Christian background, doesn't really know what to make of all the things in the Bible, and I start explaining the gospel, that there is a God in heaven, they will have to face him one day and be judged for their sins and all the commandments they've broken, but God has good news. He has provided a way of salvation. Jesus Christ came and died and rose from the dead, and offers you eternal life if you will turn to him as your Lord and Savior. Now, as I'm explaining that, he might say, well, how do I know that's true? And that would be a great question to ask. Well, I'm not going to tell him, and I'm not going to start with and rest my case solely on the fact that the Bible says so. That's going to be hard for anyone to believe. You know, okay, well, why should I believe the Bible? So I can't rest solely on a claim like that. And neither can I say, well, because the Red Sea parted in near ancient Egypt in 1400 BC, therefore the Bible's true. Because the immediate question is, well, how do you know the Red Sea parted? Or if I say, well, there was a man that was swallowed by a great fish one day, and the fish spat him out, and he went and preached in Nineveh, and the Ninevites repented, the person's going to say, well, how do you know that's true? And so I've got to start somewhere where I can help the person see that the Bible really is true. And the best natural starting point is the resurrection. You don't need to believe the Bible is true to see that the resurrection of Jesus is true. You have multiple independent eyewitnesses. Yes, we find them in the Gospels, in the Bible, in the New Testament, but you don't have to believe that they're God's word. You don't have to believe that they are without error. You don't have to believe that the whole Bible is true. You just need to take these four gospel accounts as what they are at face value, ancient documents that have a lot of good historical information. They show us eyewitnesses from the first century of the death and resurrection of Jesus. Then you have other witnesses who aren't even in the Bible, Roman historians, Jewish historians who didn't even believe Jesus rose from the dead, that validate that at the very least they will acknowledge there was a man named Jesus who was crucified by the Romans in 33 AD, or roughly, not every source would give a year, and a few days later his believers were claiming that he was alive again. And even were willing to die and face persecution for that belief that they saw Jesus alive again. These were very public events, and there's a lot we can do in archaeology. We can even study what was going on in the skies at this time that we see references to in the book of Acts and the book of Matthew. There's a lot of things we can do to show that these are valid historical accounts and that the resurrection of Jesus really happened. And once you nail that down, and I do believe it is the most historically verified event you'll find in ancient history. But once you recognize the historical nature of it, now you have a testimony to the truth of the Bible. I think it is wrong-headed to think, well, all you need to do is believe in the resurrection, so you don't even need the Bible. Just study the history, come to the conclusion that Jesus died and rose from the dead, and you've got all you need to be a Christian. No, I don't think that's true. I think even Satan knows that Jesus rose from the dead. That doesn't make one a Christian. I think you have to know, what do I make about this? What does it mean that Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead? And that's where we get from the scriptures that Jesus died and rose again for my sin. This is where we understand that God foreordained that he would send his Savior to suffer and die to pay for our sins, that God would give us the gift of righteousness through the work of his Son, Jesus Christ. We understand the meaning of the cross through the scriptures. We understand the scriptures are true sort of as an entry point through the crucifixion and resurrection, that event. But it doesn't end there. What we need to do with that event, when we see that event is true, is say, okay, who was this Jesus then? Well, this Jesus is someone who claimed to be God, who claimed to be the Messiah, the Savior, who prophesied he would die and rise from the dead, and then he verified it. He validated all of these incredible claims by rising from the dead. Now, that means I should pay attention to everything that he said. And what are the things that he said in his earthly ministry? Well, he said the Bible is true. He said the Bible is the Word of God. He said that we can trust it is God's revelation of himself to us. He quoted from it authoritatively. He said, it is written again and again. He based his teachings, the Sermon on the Mount, the greatest commandment, love your neighbor as yourself, the second greatest commandment, were all quotes from the Old Testament or teaching and commentary on the Old Testament that he always held up as authoritative. He said, not even the smallest, not even the least of these commands can be cast away by anyone without being called least in the kingdom of heaven in Matthew 5:19. So, therefore, I can believe the Old Testament. I may not have known if the Red Sea really parted or if a man was really swallowed by a fish. I don't know, you know, the evidence of that to convince me, other than Jesus, who claimed to be God, walked on this earth, publicly was executed, died and rose from the dead in fulfillment of what he said would happen. That man says we can trust everything in the Bible, so therefore I can trust everything in the Bible. But I can't just view the resurrection as an end of itself. Oh, if I believe the resurrection, I don't need to believe anything else. No, the resurrection points me to the truth of scriptures, and the scriptures then give me the basis for understanding what happened at the cross, what it means to believe in Jesus, and then all these rich resources throughout, from the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, rich resources that are there to guide us to know how to follow God, how to know God, how to get close to God, how to enjoy God, how to be prosperous and successful, which is something else Jesus pointed us to, the Old Testament and all the scriptures, that we are to meditate on them and carefully do them if we want to have success in life. So why would we want to just cut out all of this wonderful help and resource? No, we need to believe both the resurrection because of the Bible and the Bible because of the resurrection. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.